This year we'll start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we'll continue from there. And the Mishnah reads as follows: the most tzuros levana, that in the Azara, in the Bezdin Agadol, where they accepted Kirush HaChodesh, the Tanayim, the Dayanim there, had pictures of the moon. Hayolah Rav Gamliel b'tavlo, Rav Gamliel had on a table a chart with all different pictures of the moon. Ubekosel b'aliyaso, and on the wall in his apartment, in his basin, that Shebehem Mara Esahadyotos, the people who were not able to describe the moon properly that they saw, he would show them these pictures. Va'omer Hachazera Isa O Kazeh, did you see it looking like this or like that? So in order to help people out with their testimony, he had pictures to help them. So the Gemara asks, Umishari, is it mutter to make these kind of pictures? Vaksiv lo sasuniti. The pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, you shall not make alongside me certain gods of silver and gold. And the Gemara and Chazal Darshan lo sasun kidmus shamashai. You can't make pictures of the sun. So because of the fact that the sun is one of the heavenly hosts that is in Shemayim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the sun has no actual spiritual power, it's alongside HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can't make a picture of the sun. Amar Abaye, Abaye answers no. Lo asra Torah, ela shamashim she'efshu lasos kamosam. The Torah only asserted making a shemesh, which actually is of the size and of the tzura of the sun itself. So, for example, you can't make kelim that mimic the clay base hamikdash. Kedetanya, the Gemara brings a brace that says, Lo yasa adam bayis tavnis heichal, a person shouldn't make a house with the form of the heichal. Achsadra, a courtyard, tavnis ulam, with the form of the ulam, which was another part of the base hamikdash, which was a three-sided structure that was open at the front. Chatzar keneged azara, a person should not make a courtyard that looks like the Azara. Shulchan keneged shulchan, a table that looks like the shulchan in which the lechem apanim would stand. The showbread inside the heichal. Menorah keneged menorah, or a person cannot make a menorah, a candle lamp, that looked like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval oseh, turn the page, a person could make, what could they do? Shal chamisha, Vishal Shisha, Vishal Shemona. A person can make a menorah, a candle lamp, with five branches, six branches, or eight branches. Vishal Shiva, lo yasa. Afil Shalshamini Matachos. A person should not make a menorah of seven branches, even from other forms of metal. Even though the menorah that was used in the Beis HaMikdash was made of gold. So still in all, because the reason why you couldn't make a menorah out of other metals was because b'di'eved, if they used other metals for the menorah, it was still kosher. So the only metal therefore making a menorah of other metals is also problematic, and it's a violation of losasuniti. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afshal etz liyasa, you can't even make a menorah out of wood in the same fashion of the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, kederach sha'asu malchei beis chashmonai. Because the malchei beis chashmonai, the chashmonaiim, after they beat the Greeks, and they purified the Mikdash, and they reconquered Yerushalayim, they didn't have a menorah zahav. They weren't able to make a menorah out of gold. All they had was a menorah of wood. And since they used a menorah of wood, v'zman hazeh, you can't use a menorah, make a menorah that looks like the menorah of Beis HaMikdash out of wood either. Amru lo, misham raya, is there a raya from there? Shefudim shal barzel hayu v'chipum bevat, meaning it wasn't that the menorah was made out of wood. There were the Beis Chashmonai. After all, there were shefudim shal barzel. There were these metal spits v'chipum bevat, and they covered them with lead to make them look nicer. And because the lead looks like wood, people made a mistake. Hashiru, when they got richer, asalm shal kasef, then they made them silver. Chazru hashiru, asalm shal zav, and they got even richer, and they made them out of gold. Okay, so it wasn't that they made the menorah out of wood. But in terms of our question, isn't there an isser of lo sasuniti to make demusim, forms of the sun? And the Gemara says no, because these suns, these forms of the moon, did not look Ashalasos kamosan. It's only the Isser only applies to suns that are big, just like the sun that hangs in the sky. or things that actually mimic the spatial relationship. But these little charts are not problematic. So the Gemara says, v'shamashim she'efshal asos kemosa mishari, but is it mutter to even make shamashim that are e'efshal asos on? Is it still mutter to make a form that looks like the shamash that you can't actually copy? It's not mutter. V'atanya losasun iti, losasun kidmus shamashai, ha'mishamshin lefanai b'marom. In other words, that even refers to the forms that are mishares, that serve before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. That and we'll see what this refers to is even different angelic figures, because even though it's impossible to actually make something like them, because we don't exactly know what they look like, we can't exactly imitate them. There's still an isser to make images that look like those angels. In which case, there should be an isser for Rabbi Gamliel, even though you can't actually copy the sun, it should be usher still to make it, because that falls under the isser of Lo Sasu Niti. Amar Abaye, Lo Asr Torah El Dimus Arba Panim B'Hadi Adadi. The Torah didn't asr with this isser of Hamisham Shem Lefanai B'Marom. The Torah didn't asr the sun, the moon, and the stars. The Torah only asr a tzura, a form with four faces. At first, to the Ma'aseh Merkava, the Nevuah of Yechezkel, there were the Merkava, the chariot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rides on, has four faces. The face of a Shor, an Adam, an Aryeh, and a Nesher, an ox, a human being, a lion, and an eagle. So the Torah said that's Aser. But other Shamashim B'marom, other things that hang and that service HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the sky, like the sun, there's no Aser. So therefore, it was okay for Gamliel to make these pictures. Elameata, according to this answer, so Pirtzuf Adam Lechude Tishtari, she mutter to make a Pirtzuf of a person, a Pirtzuf of a person, the form of a face should be mutter. So, meaning what? Because again, this Merkava had four faces, and we only said that which was Aser was to make all four at the same time. So it should be mutter to make a Pirtzuf on its own. Alamatanya, what does the Braisa say? Kol ha-partzufos mutarim chutz mi-partzuf Adam. All faces, all forms are allowed to be made except for the face of a human being that was similar to the face on the Kisei HaKavod. It's the Gemara. Why is there a problem? It's not all four together, unless you say that what our answer was before is incorrect. So the Gemara says, no. Amrafuna b'reidur of Idi mi-pirkei de'abaye shemili. I heard from the drush of Abaye the explanation. Lo sasun iti, lo sasun osi. When we say lo sasun oti, lo sasun iti, it means you can't make me. Meaning, because the pasuk in Yechezkel, as the Rishonim explain, the pasuk in Yechezkel says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Hashem to Yechezkel b'nevuah like the face of a person. In which case, the face of the person on its own is a specific iser, but the other parts sufim are not problematic, and therefore the shamashim as well are not problematic. So the Gemara asks further, "Vushar shamashim yishari? Are the other shamashim b'marom, the other shamashim in heaven, mutter to make face to make pictures of them?" V'atanya, but the Brisa says, "Lo sasun iti, lo sasun kedemus shamashai, hamisham shel fanai b'marom, kigon ofanim u'strafim v'chayos hakodesh u'malachei hasharis." All of these things are problematic, not just the four faced picture on the Merkava, but all the shamashim that serve before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. Ofanim, one type of angels, Seraphim, the burning angels, Chayos HaKodesh, Malachi HaSharis, all these different types of angels are Aser. So why should the Chama and Levana be any less than that? Amar Abaye, Lo Aser Torah, El Shamashim Shebimador HaElyon. The Torah limited the Iser to shamashim that are the Mador HaElyon. What is the Mador HaElyon? Mador HaElyon refers to the Rakiya. Rashi says the Rakiya Shvi, the seventh level of the Rakiya, of the firmament, some other section of Shamayim, some metaphysical space that's not seen by us. But the Chaman Levana that aren't in the Rakiya Shvi are okay. So the Gemara asks, Vishabamador Hatachto Mishari? But this implies that it's mutter to make the forms of things that are in the Mador Tachton. But is that actually mutter? The Madar Tachton is Mutter, the lower part of heaven. Vatanya, the Pasuk says, Asher b'shamayim, you can't make forms that are in the sky. L'rabos chama levana kochav mazalos, that comes to include chama, the sun, levana, the moon, the stars and the constellations. Mima'al, above them, l'rabos malach yashareis. So you see from this pasuk regarding the isser of making pesel the chotmuna, making any graven images, that the isser of kochavim umazalos is the same thing, according to this gemara, as Malachi Asharis themselves. The Gemara says, no. Kitanya, when do we say that? Hahi la'avdam. That's only regarding worshipping them. In other words, the Isser, in that case, is only to worship, and not to make the images for one's enjoyment, just for nice images. So, ila avdam, afilu shilshul katanami. If the question of the at hand there is regarding serving them, actual form of Avodah Zarah, you can't worship a worm, a little worm on the ground is also Asur. So what is the Gemara including? What is the Torah including by specifically mentioning Asher B'Shamayim and Mima'al? After all, if we're talking about an Isur to serve, the Isur to serve applies to anything, even a little worm. So Gemara says, Inachanam, it's true that a little worm is Asur to serve as well. Titania Asher Ba'aretz, L'rabos Harimukvaos. Asher Ba'aretz comes to include the mountains and the valleys, Yamunaharos, the seas and the rivers, Afikim, the ponds, the Ge'ayos, and other bodies of water. So these things were all included in the Isser. Mitachas l'rabo shilshul katan, but from below comes to include the shilshul katan, the small worm. In other words, in this pasuk, we're talking about serving things, and therefore, and don't ask the question that if we're referring to something up above, that shouldn't come to include serving things, because even the shilshul katan is aser. The pasuk comes to include shilshul katan as well, the small worm. So that pasuk is talking about serving, has nothing to do with the iser of losa asuniti. So the Gemara asks, "Vasiya greita mishari? Is it mutter to make these images if you don't intend on worshiping them?" Vatanu losasuniti losasum kedmusha mashai mishamshin lefanai kon chamu levana kochav masalos. But the Bryce says explicitly, losasum kedmusha mashai. You cannot make like the demus of the things that are mishamish in front of me. And what does it describe? It doesn't describe only the angels in heaven, or it doesn't describe specifically worshipping things. It describes chama, levana, kochav, mazalos, all the different things, all the different heavenly bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. So they're b'chlal the isser lo sasu niti. And it's not just things that yafshar la'asosam. Like we said before, it also includes the angels. So Shaini Rav Gamliel, Ta'achirim Asulo, meaning Rav Gamliel had a specific situation that other people did it for him. So it's very strange. So you have to say that for Rav Gamliel, he had non-Jewish people do it for him. And since non-Jewish people did it for him, there was no Isser. It's the Isser of Lo Sasuniti is limited to the Asiya, of actually doing it yourself. But having other people do it for you is not a problem. That's how Rashi learns. So the Gemara asks, is it mutter to have in your Rishus these tzuros other people made for you? V'ha, Rav Yehuda da'achir masula. Rav Yehuda had a ring with a tzura, with a graven image of these things that other people made for him. V'ar mele Shmuel Rav Yehuda shinina same ene didain. He told Rav Yehuda shinina, sharp one, which was what Shmuel would call Rav Yehuda, Same Eine Dedein, destroy this graven image on your ring. But other people made it for him. So why was it, if it was Aser for him to keep, why was it Mutter for Rav Gamliel to keep around these lunar charts? Chasam Chosamo Bolet Hava Umishim Chashada. That was a different story. It was a chosam, it was a signet that was sticking out from the ring, mishum chashada, and it was a problem of chashad. People would suspect him for actually being Ovid Avodah Zarah, because it looked very prominent. Kidetanya, like the Brisa says, Taba'as, When we talk about a ring with a graven image, chosamo bolet, if it has a image sticking out of it, the signet seal sticking out of it, asr lahanicho, you can't keep it around, umutr lachdom ba. But you can use it to sign documents with, because since by signing documents, the tzura is embedded in the wax, as opposed to actually being bolate, there's no problem. Chosamo shokeya, but if it's the opposite way, if the image on your ring is sunken into the ring, motul anicha, you can keep it, v'asr lachdom, but you can't sign a document with it, because then it makes an image that's sticking off the paper, right? If the image is sunken into the ring, then the image that you make when you depress the ring into the paper will make a tzura that's problematic. The Gemara asks, Umi chashir l'chashada? Are we choshish for chashad? You're telling me the only reason why the tabas was asur is not because there's per se an isur to have the ring, to have the images in your house. There's an isur because of chashad. Are we choshish for chashad? Vahi beknishta. But there was a shul, Dishaf v'yasiv. It was in the place called Shaf v'yasiv, b'naharda, in the neighborhood of Narda, Davi be andarta, that it had a tselem of the king, in the shul, v'havu Eili, Rabu Shmuel, v'havu de Shmuel v'Levi, u'mitzalu hasam, and all the chashav amarayim, Rav and Shmuel, avu de Shmuel and Levi, they would all daven there. V'lo chayish l'chashada, and they were concerned about chashad, that people were going to think they were davening to the statue. Chas v'shalom. So Rabim Shaini, the Gemara answers, no. Rabim is a different story. There's no chashash of chashad, because it was a public place. So by a public place, we don't have a chashad of avodah zarah. But if there's a problem of having it by you in terms of chashad, so again, when we answered from Gamliel before saying that there was a difference between the chosam that was bolate and everything else, that didn't tell us, that doesn't mean to suggest that there's no problem of chashad with respect to Rabbi Gamliel's drawings, because since there's a problem of chashad just to have things around your house, even though other people made them for you, there's still a problem of chashad, and that's why Rav Yehuda told Shmuel to destroy the signet on his ring. So then the Gemara is going to ask this question now. So now that we've explained that Rabim is different, and there's no chashad by Rabim, but for Yachid, there should be a problem with chashad. So the Gemara asks, V'ha Rabban Gamliel Yachid who? Rabban Gamliel, after all, was a Yachid, he was an individual. And how is there a hatir for him? So the Gemara answers, no. Kaman Dinasi hu Shchichi Rabim Gabe, since he was the Nasi, people were always by him. The Rabbim was always by him. Since the Rabbim was always by him, it had the status of a Davar Shal Rabbim with respect to the question of Chashad. And the Gemara says, Ebayis Aim, another explanation for Rabban Gamliel's Heter, Diprakim Hava. It wasn't that there were full moons, there were pieces of the moon. And only when you would be Mechaber, the pieces together, they look like a Davar Shalim. But on their own, they were separate sections. V'Ebayis Aima, L'Islamid Avad, he did them to teach other people. Uksiv lo sil. So in other words, there's no violation of losasuniti when they're used for teaching purposes. Uksiv lo sil mad lasos. There's a pasuk that says you shall not teach to do like all the abominations of the goyim. Aval atalamed lahavinu lahoros. But there's a heter asiya for the purpose of teaching Torah, which was the issue at hand here with allowing the Aiden to give proper testimony of Kirsha Chodesh. Okay, let's go through all the Rashis. So the Maskanas HaGemara, just to get things clear, was that there was no violation of Losasaniti regarding Rabban Gamliel having these images, even though there's a problem with respect to the angels, and even though there's a problem with respect to things that can't actually be duplicated. And even though there's a problem to have things that are made even from the mud or tachton, and there's also a problem to have them show a bebeso, to have them just around your house, there are several answers to explain Rabban Gamliel's actions. Either he was the Nasi, and therefore there's no problem with Chashad because the Rabbim frequented him, or there were partial pictures, or it was also Islamid, to which the Isra of Losasni Teeth does not apply. Let's see Rashi, the bottom of Chaftal and Aleph, the last Rashi, Losasni Teeth, Tsuros Ha'om Demiti, they refer to the forms that stand in Shamayim with me. Shalchamisha, referring to the menorah, five candles, Shalchamisha Neros, Vishalshisha Neros, six lamps, Vafilo Shalsharmine Matachos, and even of other forms of metals, L'shechayotze Behem Kishero Lefnim. Because even though the menorah was traditionally made out of gold, if they were to make the menorah out of other forms of metal, it was kasher b'di'eved. Kidatanya vasisa menoras klal zahav tahor. Klal zahav tahor, a general principle, pure gold. Prat, a detail, miksha te'aseh, you shall make it formed. Te'aseh chazer v'klal. Te'aseh means to include more. Maha prat mefura shamateches, afkol shamateches. Just as the prat is mefurash, it refers to any form of metal, so too the kol, the klal, refers to mateches as well. Afshal itz lo yaseh, there was even an iser to make it out of wood. Shekayotze b'ksher lifnim, because if it was made, it was kosher for lifnai v'lifnim too. Terbiyose b'Rabbi Yehuda darish le lekra v'ribu yomiyute. Ma rabbe kol mile, uma miyot cheres. What is the ribuy? Ribuy includes everything. What is the miyot? The miyot just excludes cheres. V'halchim v'fayr shalom v'menachos. So there seems to be a debate between the Tanakham and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether wood was permitted for the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, but according to him there would be a problem. According to the Ma'ad Omer, that wood was permitted, there would be a problem. Kederech she'asu ma'achei Beis Chashmonai, like the Chashmonaim did. She'kishegavra yadam ala Yevanim, because when they had sway over the Yevanim, votziyam Yerushalayim v'tiros HaMikdash, they brought them out from Yerushalayim, they purified the Mikdash, v'hayu aniyim, they were very poor, v'lo yachol asos ha'shalzav, v'ba'etz, they made them out of wood. And the Gemara explains, no, it wasn't made out of v'bat, it was made out of lead, and it was covered with, it was made of metal, it was covered with lead, fine. So the Gemara says, the Rashi says, the mus arba panim. There was a specific iser to make the form that appeared in the Ma'aseh Merkava, the four-faced form, the guf echad kein chayos hakodesh, like the chayos hakodesh. Dahinu iti shekisa akavod roch. Dahinu iti. Why is it iti with Akarish Baruch Hu? Shekisa akavod roch avalein. Because the kisa akavod would ride on that image. So parts of Adam Lichudet Tishtar, so the form of a person should be mutter. Sharihu Echad Mehem Bechayos, he was one of the four-faced figures, and he was by himself. V'afilu Hachi Omar Adi Ika Kulu Bade Adadi, but we say this special Isser not to make forms of human beings. So why is it okay? Why is it problematic? So the Gemara says, no, there's a different distinction between Mother Tachton and Mother Elyon. Shiva Mother Elyon Barakiya Shvi in the seventh Rakia Didakinan E.T., because we say E.T. with me. Avachama ulevana v'kochavu mazalos. The different celestial bodies, the mother atachtohim rakia sheni, they live in the rakia sheni, and that's okay. So therefore there's no problem, at least in that stage of the Gemara, because I'm in Mesechus Chagiga. And the Gemara says, but that there's still a problem of Asher b'Shamayim. And the Gemara says, that refers to worship. But if it refers to worship, even a shulshul katan, a tolas, it's also a problem. But the Gemara says, no, it refers to worship, and shulshul katan is in fact a problem. Afikim motzei mayim, these springs, achir, the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Gamliel was mutter because achirim nachrim, the non-Jews made it for him. V'Rav Yehuda, shahay salot tzura v'tabaso v'achir masu'ua, V'Rav Yehuda, who had the graven image on his ring, and the achir made it for him, V'Amr le Shmuel de nishak le minay, that Shmuel told him he had to remove the image. Same ene klomer hashchei tzura, so destroy it. The Gemara says, no, that was different. Mishum chashada. Shalo om avodah zara hilo, because they were choshesh, the people would think he was being over avodah zara. But the Gemara says, "Asher lahanicho betzba, you can't have it on your finger. Umutu lachdomba, if the image is sunken in, if the image is bolate, if it's sticking off the ring, you can sign with it. Shechasimasa shokas, because the image that you make is sunken in. Ukishechos mashokaya, but if the image is engraved, it's sunken into the ring. Chasimasa bolatis, and the chasima it makes sticks off the page. Chosama bolate hamateches charus saviv vatsura omades kamoshehi." What is chosam bolet? What does it mean to have the image sticking off the ring? It means that hamatachas charus saviv saviv, that they etch the image around the metal, they carve out from the metal. Vatsuromas kamoshehi, they sculpt it out from the metal. Chosama shokeh is the opposite. Shatsura chakuka, the charus matachas, it's engraved into the metal of the ring. The shaf v'yosef bin Aharda, he makom, who is a place in Narda, v'yesh poster, and Rashi quotes an explanation, shechara v'chazer v'nivne, was destroyed and then rebuilt. V'tamin ha'itza shechina mitzluya sham, and the shechina was always there, v'yechanya v'galuso b'na'ahu, and Yechanya and his exile built it up, shenasu imlahem me'avne Yushalayim, they took from the Avne Yushalayim to build it up, v'aleim ne'amar kiratzo v'adecha savaneha, that your servants loved and wanted your stones, andarta, Salam de Mos HaMelech was a graven image of the king. Why was it mutter? So the Gemara says, no, because it was Tzarchei Rab, he was a Makom Rabim, answer number one. Answer number two, it was only pieces of the moon. Answer number three, it was Li Islamid. We'll stop here with the Mishnah on Chavdal and base at the bottom.